Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We heard moments ago from the Roaches about the fabled folk venue Gertie's Folk City. Now we're joined by one of the next generation of Roaches. Lucy Wainwright Roach is daughter of Suzzy and the singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright III. Lucy didn't always plan on joining the family business, but now she seems to be making it official with a full-length debut album, jam-packed with familiar names, like her father, Loudon Wainwright, the Indigo Girls, whom you're hearing in the background, and even public radio host Ira Glass. We'll find out more about that in a moment, but here with a familiar tune and some harmonies courtesy of her mom and her aunts is Lucy Wainwright Roach, live in on the Soundcheck studio.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
The song, of course, is America, written by Paul Simon for Simon and Garfunkel, but Lucy Wainwright Roach singing it live in the Soundcheck studio with help from her mom, Suzzy Roach, and aunts Terry and Maggie, who played with Paul Simon back in the day. Mm-hmm. First of all, Lucy, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me back.
So, full-length debut. Last time you were on the show a couple of years ago, there was a little EP uh-huh. out, but it seems like you're both feet now into the music
yeah.
world.
No going back.
You know, yesterday we had Tom Chapin's daughters mm-hmm. as the Chapin sisters, and they moved to L.A., and I asked, you know, did you need to get some space away from your musical family? And they were like, yeah, we really did. What about for you? I mean, you didn't move geographically, but you did move...
There's no space allowed.
I mean,
no,
you got...
I'm kidding. I live in New York, and pretty much my whole family lives here. My mom, my aunts, my dad, my brother, my sister. So we're geographically nearby, and a lot of times working together too. So there's not, I guess. It's not that there's no space allowed. Perhaps there's no space needed.
Well, with all those Roaches and Wainwrights, though, I mean, for a while, you actually were trying to create your own path as a teacher.
That's true. I did rebel briefly and went to grad school and stuff. So.
As rebellions go, can I just tell you, as the parent of a teenage daughter, going to grad school is not going to cut it as a teenage act of rebellion. But the new album has a couple of really wonderful covers, but most of the songs are your own. Mm-hmm. And in the interest of getting to one of those, tell me about Starting Square.
Starting Square, I wrote a couple years ago about a surprise guest showing up at a show, unexpected person I hadn't seen in a while. And
at one of your shows?
Yes, at one of my shows. Seen from the stage, you know, I didn't know that the person was there till I got up on stage, so... That's kind of where that came from. And it's on the record. It's one of the more sparse things on the record.
So you'll do this solo for us?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Lucy Wainwright Roach. The album is called simply Lucy, and she's celebrating the release with a performance across the street from our studio at the City Winery on October 28th at 8 p.m. Here's Lucy live on Soundcheck.
Hello. Song. I'm expecting now to play along with a song. You crook, just a boy sitting there with his book and a smile that the camera took, leaving you just the same as you always looked. As for me, I'm as changed as a girl can be. Can't you see that I've flown to the edges of the earth and home? I've flown from your chair. I can tell, you can tell it from there, that I may have been everywhere. But I'm back, back to the starting square. Bargained with the eastern lights. In my nights we've met, and the trouble was no trouble at all to forget. Dreaming we spoke, chalked it up to a terrible joke, and then we each took a hold of the rope with one match, and the problem went up in smoke. Just there, it's not right or wrong or fair. It's just there, a big heart, a rotten ending and a fumbling start. A big heart, and isn't it so that when I see you at the end of this show, that we'll start with the places we know and walk long.
That is Lucy Wainwright Roach, live on Soundcheck with her song Starting Square, which appears on her forthcoming release called Lucy, which is out next Tuesday,
yeah.
the 26th. Next Thursday is the album release concert at City Winery. She's playing for us here in the studio. I have to ask you, is it weird to be sitting in a room with, you know, like your mom and your aunts watching, you know, sitting right there watching you? And
earlier while we were setting up, I remarked that I've never had to do an interview in front of them before. So usually I'm doing an interview with all of these people in my head, but now they're actually in the room.
So, you know, not necessarily a surprise to hear you working with people like, you know, your mom and your aunts, your dad, mm-hmm. you know, even the Indigo Girls. I have to confess to being surprised, however, when the bonus track came on, and there is the nasal twang of Ira Glass, host yeah. of public radio's This American Life, singing an Elliott Smith cover with you.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, he and I met. We have a mutual friend named Dave Hill who actually plays on the track. He plays guitar on the track, and he introduced us, and we became friends, and somewhere along the line, Ira made a joke about us doing a song together, but we decided to take the joke seriously, and he actually sent a list of songs that he thought we should try to cover, and this Elliott Smith song, Say Yes, was one of his ideas. So it was his idea, and we did it live, and then we decided to put it down on tape to have. And actually, my dad was the person. It wasn't actually going to go on the record. And then my dad was the person who heard it and said he thought I should put it on the record. So it's on there as a bonus track.
As a sort of a hidden hidden bonus track. Because to hear Ira tell it, he was sort of not sure what, if anything, was going to happen to this recording. He thought, yeah, there'll be some MP3 thing they put up on the web or something.
Yeah, then I wrote him an email.
A little more than he bargained for.
I said, would it be okay if we put it on the record? And he said, sure. That was his response.
Okay. The song is Say Yes. It's a cover song from the new Lucy Wainwright Roach record featuring Ira Glass and Lucy.
I could be another fool, an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Cricket spin can't come to rest.
I'm damaged bad at best.
She'll decide what she wants.
I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it
Elliott Smith wrote the song Say Yes, but Lucy Wainwright Roach and Ira Glass recorded it on the album Lucy. Lucy Wainwright Roach with us on Soundcheck today, and let's hear another song. You want to do
sure.
the worst part?
Sure.
Live on Soundcheck.
Honestly, you were less than a prince. I could say that again. What we had was little more than a glimpse of the things that we hoped for back then. No one likes to find the one who they thought was lovely was a flash in the pan. Survey the scene, well, the break was clean, hell, that may be true, and yet the losses were grand. And the worst part is, oh, the worst part is, oh, the very worst part is, I will always love you anyway. And the worst part is, and the worst part is, oh, the very worst part is, I will always love you anyway. Sitting right on the rails. The service train came and set us apart, although now I'm still getting your mail. You seem to have found a way to bring me down, to make me see just how the problem is mine. If you would like to be
a sardonic little song that is. Lucy Wainwright Roach. It's called The Worst Part, and you can find it on her album, her full-length debut called Lucy, which comes out next Tuesday. She's playing the City Winery on Varick Street next Thursday at 8 o'clock and has been playing for us here in the studio today. And Lucy, congratulations on the new release, and thank you so much for playing with your mom and your aunts and by yourself
in
the Soundcheck studio today. That'll do it for the program this time around. Next time, our series Vanished Venues continues with a look at the Village Gate, the site of numerous jazz recordings and performances. Plus, the Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Jesse Harris talks about using night as a theme on his new album. Actually, he has two new albums, one of songs, one of instrumentals. He'll play one of each for us live in the studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn, with Don Nishimoto and Megan Dever. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Tiffany Kamhai, Margaret Bresnahan, and Edward Haber. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck. I'll leave you with a little more from Lucy Wainwright Roach and a song called Early Train.